You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place, offshore, while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars? The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP. Visit orbvest.com.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Chatting now with Aldo Lopsha. Lopsha, South Africa country manager at Visa. Cash payments, I mean, again, it's a cliche. 2020 changed many things. And I think one of the things that advanced quite rapidly was simply how we pay for things in store. Aldo, I appreciate your early morning. A recent Visa survey, 48% of consumers were saying they didn't want to shop at a store that had payment methods which required contact. And this isn't just, you know, the old sort of dirty physical, you know, rand bills. This is even just, you know, shared card readers and the like. Consumers are wanting proper contactless payment.
Yes, Simon, thanks for that, for your time as well. Very, very interesting. I must admit that the whole advent of COVID has thrown things a bit of upside down. And digitization is amazing. The advent and the adoption of that, which was quite interesting to see during that survey. So 48%, as you said. And another stat that's interesting is 59% of people said that they would prefer to engage contactless environments instead of contact environments following the start of the lockdown. So very interesting. And I think what we're seeing is that consumers are starting to think in a different way on how they engage in payment. Mm-hmm. Payment all of a sudden is top of mind as mm-hmm. opposed to just a means to an end. So, yeah, very interesting indeed.
I take your point there. It has become, you know, in the olden days, you went into a store, you made your transaction and you paid, and maybe it was cash. I mean, you know, back in the old days, you signed pieces of paper. We've had chip and pin more recently, but it was never, you know, I remember when tap and pay came, and it was there, but it wasn't big, etc. I mean, we've now got Apple Pay in South Africa as well. We are in a space where the technology does allow us to literally just you know, tap and go, zero contact between you and anything in the store potentially. And I suppose the issues now is not just around that process which we have got. I mean, security then becomes a top of mind as well.
Correct. And what we're also seeing is that this whole concept of utilizing my phone or enabling myself to transact online in a safe space is extremely important. And it goes from a consumer into small business. We see many small businesses also going into that space to say, well, you know what, it's more convenient mm-hmm. And it's safer as having some petty cash at store quickly and go and buy the necessaries for the day. Rather use my card mm-hmm. or use the mobile virtual card experience and get into the environment in a very safe way, utilizing the security, the top-notch security that our partner banks have put to play. I must say also what's interesting is within the year, we have more than doubled contactless payments or touchless payments. And very, very soon, it will be more than 50% of the normal experience we all go to when we go to do a normal shopping experience. And I think that is a tipping point, a critical tipping point. And to your point on Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Fitbit, all those nice pay capabilities, they are growing at a very interesting speed.
Yeah, I hadn't realized. I mean, I know I use it, and I was chatting with some of my friends, and in fact, some of my friends had Tap to Pay deactivated because they were worried about the security in the sense. And if it's at 50%, it's at that tipping point. And that suggests to me, because my next question is going to be, what about the merchants? What about the technology and cost of particularly for smaller merchants? But if you're saying we're at that 50% point now, I mean, merchants are obviously embracing it, partly because it benefits them, partly because consumers are demanding / requesting it.
Yes, and I think in South Africa there was the starting point where we didn't have the ability to put a pin when you tap.
Yeah.
Today that's available, so it's much, much, much safer in the in the space of people's minds. Mm. Second piece is when you use your handset, the security, very strong biometric security in your device, takes care of security in a very, very good way. And I think the third one is, from a small merchant perspective, the technology of apps on phone have brought a very interesting dynamic to play. Much lower cost. You can use your Android phone, mm-hmm. download an app, and all of a sudden it's a card machine that can tap and interact.
Yeah.
And we've launched that very recently with three players, with NetBank, Absa, and Hello Pesa. And what's interesting is the uptake there during the pilot phase was very, very good. People are comfortable. There's a couple of little things that we're tweaking around user experience, but I see that as a massive new trend going forward. Much cheaper, much more effective, and easy to use.
And you make a great point that I hadn't thought of there, that if we're using our mobile devices, in fact, a lot of that security sits on the actual mobile device. And if we are comfortable with that biometric security, whether it be iris scanners or fingerprints or the passcodes, less so. But that's actually your security point, and that's going to be a big way in terms of keeping the consumer confident around the process.
Yes. And I mean, you protect your own data, your messaging infrastructure, your passwords, everything on your mobile phone with that security. So it's very, very good.
We'll leave that there. That's Odo Lapsha. He's country manager for Visa South Africa. In terms of, I mean, we are going digital. It is happening, and I think it's certainly happening at a rapid speed. Odo, appreciate the early morning, sir. The show is brought to you by Obvest's latest investment opportunity, Obvest Diversified Holdings number 4, that will invest you into a range of Obvest investments offering instant diversification. For more information, visit obvest.com. Obvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.